world is not happy about the Fed's bold moves to boost the economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Last week, we told you about the Fed's decision to pump another $600 billion into the economy. Well, today, as President Obama meets world leaders in Asia, the reaction to the Fed's move is a resounding thanks, but no thanks. Marketplace's Elisa Roth is here with me in the studio with more. Good morning, Elisa.
Good morning.
So why are these countries so unhappy about the Fed's decision to inject all that new money into the economy by buying up treasury bonds?
Well, a lot of countries are saying it was a bad decision, that in the long run, it's going to do more harm than good. Russia came out saying the G20 should have been consulted before the Fed decided to implement the policy. China said the U.S. didn't think about what effect all this extra liquidity is going to have on emerging markets. Germany's Angela Merkel has come out strongly against it. The list just goes on.
Now, the Fed made the announcement last week, Elisa. Are we already seeing some effects of it?
Well, it seems like it. Oil prices were up more than 6% last week to the highest levels in 2 years, though they have come down a bit since then. Gold, which is often seen as a hedge against inflation, was also up.
All right, Marketplace's Elisa Roth in New York. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Well, after he leaves India, President Obama will head to a place he lived as a child. The president spent 4 years in Indonesia when he was growing up. Now he'll be spending less than 24 hours in a country with one of Asia's most vibrant economies. The BBC's Guy Delaunay reports from the capital, Jakarta.
Along with China and India, Indonesia was among the only members of the G20 to avoid recession during the global financial crisis. Now it's getting ready to sign a comprehensive partnership agreement with the US. But analysts are skeptical whether this wide-ranging tie-up will bring any benefit to Indonesia. Professor Azumadi Azra of Jakarta's State Islamic University is one of the doubters.
American investment in Indonesia is very low, but I think it is difficult for Indonesian to expect the so-called comprehensive partnership would be implemented in a full swing because of the problem of American economy, political problem, domestic political problem also in the U.S.
Domestic demand is what's been driving the Indonesian economy forward. Strong exports of everything from garments to gas have played their part, and the stock market has been booming. But US firms have been losing out in Indonesia to their Asian rivals. A big order for Boeing planes from a local low-cost airline comes as some consolation, but the Obama administration has put Indonesia at the top of its list of six countries where the US could and should do better. In Jakarta, I'm the BBC's Guy Delaunay for Marketplace.
And let's check global stocks. European markets are down just a fraction of a percent right now. Asian markets closed higher today. The Dow creeped up 9 points on Friday to close at 11,444. Chrysler has just reported its earnings. It cut its losses in half thanks to strong sales of the Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. By Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/publicradio. And by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at microsoft.com/cloud.
Start spreading the news.
This is a Manhattan-bound S train.
We are going to be broadcasting from New York for the next few months, and thought we'd start things off this week with some of the people who make the economy here what it is. We'll start today with President Bill Dudley. He's the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. The New York Fed is the largest of the 12 regional banks in the Federal Reserve System. And in addition to overseeing economic activity in the New York region, it implements the monetary policy that gets decided in Washington. Bill Dudley, welcome to Marketplace.
Great to be here.
Well, let me ask you first, the Fed is a very complicated place. When your neighbor or somebody in the elevator who doesn't know you stops you and asks you, what is it that you do? What do you tell them?
I say I work at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. I usually don't go much beyond that. I had an interesting experience about a year ago in a snowstorm going back from Newark to my house. My wife and I had to grab a taxi the best we could. And We shared the cab, and I said to the person who asked me what I did, and I said, I work for the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. And he said, oh, yeah, I bet you're the president. And I said, well, yeah, absolutely. Actually, I am.
What's been the scariest moment for you in the past couple of years?
Well, I think the fall of 2008 after the failure of Lehman, where basically financial markets really stopped functioning in any reasonable way.
Were you pulling all-nighters and stuff like that?
We were pretty busy.
It's a good way of putting it. Okay, a quick lightning round here. Quick questions, quick answers. When was the last time you took the subway?
I took the subway this weekend. I come into the theater a lot. I live in New Jersey, but I come into the theater a lot. So when my wife and I come into the theater, oftentimes we either walk or we take the subways.
Favorite thing about New York?
Favorite thing about New York, I just love walking around the city. I also like the cosmopolitan aspect of the city, where there's just so many people from so many different places.
Least favorite thing about New York?
Least favorite thing about New York? Prices of real estate are very expensive. It'd be nice if the city was as great and you could buy real estate, you know, a place to live.
What was your first job in New York City?
Regulatory economist at J.P. Morgan.
Have you ever been laid off from a job?
No, I haven't.
Which organization is more secretive, your former employer Goldman Sachs or the New York Federal Reserve?
I'm not sure which one I would pick. I think both organizations had a little bit of probably were not that proactive on the communication front historically. I think both are becoming a lot more proactive for different sets of reasons.
Bill Dudley, president of the New York Fed, thank you so much for joining us on our Welcome to New York Week on Marketplace.
Okay, thank you very much.
And our surprise guest tomorrow will be a representative of New York's restaurant community, a very big restaurant community. Finally, shares of a Spanish bank plunged on Friday after word of a run on the bank. Rumors spread because crowds were gathered outside the bank's branches across Spain. Well, turns out it was a run, a 10K run, and the runners were gathered at the banks to pick up their numbers for the race. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
You remember Knight Rider, the talking car? Well, the future's here, and it'll even compliment you.
And we find that that type of flattery encourages drivers to feel like, gee, the car cares about me, the car's thinking about me, and the car thinks I'm smart.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. No need to keep your eyes on the road or your hands upon the wheel. A story next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.